It is 105.1. We are Jack FM, Jared and Shireen, celebrating New Year's Eve. Woo! Yes, one more time. Oh, wait. But yes, happy New Year's Eve, Jared and Shireen. I brought to the table something I'm fascinated by, are some things to look forward to for 2022. One of which being, it's the year of the tiger. So people born in the year of the tiger, they'll be celebrating with the Lunar New Year. Also double total lunar eclipses, two of them, May 16th and November 22nd. These are the blood moons, remember?
Yeah, it's my favorite moon name.
The next total lunar eclipse won't happen until 2025. The Olympics are back. The Winter Games.
Yeah, we just had the Summer Games. Obviously, it was postponed for a while due to COVID concerns, and now we get more Olympics. I like the Winter Olympics better, I think.
Me too. Winter Games take place in Beijing, February 2022. These are things to look forward to for 2022. A jam-packed Super Bowl halftime show. I know. I'm looking forward
to it. Snoop,
Dre, Mary J, Kendrick Lamar, all making appearances. Eminem as well. So, you know, if you're, I feel like a certain age, you know, you were raised by some of these hip hop artists as far as the music you listen to, you know?
For sure. Neither one of our teams are going to be there too, by the way. So we got to have something to look forward to.
The World Cup.
Okay.
2022. Yeah. The Men's World Cup in November and December 2022. These are things to look forward to in 2022. Cheaper iPhone repairs. In 2022, Apple will be premiering its self-service repair program.
Oh, that's interesting.
New advances in environmentally friendly electric cars. Ford's going to release their F-150 Lightning. Tesla's going to have the Cybertruck. And Rivian's, a friend of mine works for that company. It's a new truck. I've showed you that. That fancy schmancy truck that had the little seat on the back and everything. Yeah. My buddy Kyler has been on the forefront of the Rivian vehicle. We'll have to get an interview with them because they are really fascinating trucks. I don't feel like they'd last in Wyoming, but they are lasting in Montana right now, as far as they say. So we'll see. Highly anticipated movies of 2022. Top Gun Maverick. Knives Out 2, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and The Batman starring Robert Pattinson. Is he actually Batman?
I don't know. I hadn't heard that. Black Panther, interesting too, after the lead actor there passed away not long ago. So,
guess what I just found out is happening in 2022? It's going to make me cry.
Uh-oh.
My grandma raised me, bless her, Grandma D, and we would watch Golden Girls all the time, and America's Golden Girl, Betty White, will be turning 100 on January 17th.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's cool.
And she still seems in good spirits, still seems very funny, and yeah, she's just awesome.
Big anniversaries for some on-screen favorites. 50 years for... Wait, hold on. I'm going to get rid of my party popper sound effect. Price is right. 50 years.
50 years old. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Bob Barker at the helm for most of it. Drew Carey's been there for a long time now.
I love Drew Carey. But yeah, they're one of the on-screen favorites celebrating 50 years. The other one is The Godfather also celebrating 50 years. Mm. That, of course, is an iconic movie. Have you seen it?
I have. Thank you for telling everybody that The Godfather is a movie. I'm glad we clarified that.
And we'll wrap up what to look forward to in 2022, kind of what not to look forward to. These are series finales for beloved shows. Fans of This Is Us, it will wrap up and come to an end in 2022. Better Call Saul.
I'm so excited.
Ozark.
Oh, I'm excited for that, too.
And Dead to Me all will be wrapping up their series for 2022. So, and I guess that does it for this conversation. We're wrapping it up, too. It's 2021 going into 2022. Wishing you a very happy new year from Jared and Shireen.